friends. Welcome to Sky House Herbs Podcast. I'm Ashley Ellenboss, a clinical herbalist, and in this space, I share my knowledge and experience with plant medicine to help you on your own journey of healing and transformation. Join me in exploring the ancient wisdom of plant spirit medicine and how it can be used to heal the body, mind, and spirit. We'll talk to experts in the field and share stories from people who've been transformed by powerful plant allies. New episodes are released each Monday, so please subscribe. And now, let's explore this mystical world of plant medicine together. Hey everyone, welcome in. Today we'll be talking about three herbs for personal revolution. And this is an exciting time. I don't know if you can feel it, but there is a lot of energy in the air right now. And we've got an upcoming huge astrological transit. And we'll talk about this today. We'll talk about herbs that you can take on multiple levels. I'm really excited to share with you kind of how these levels work. And yeah, and what we can do to prepare for this big upcoming energizing transit. Before we do, if you wouldn't mind, go over and just click on the subscribe button and click allow notifications so that you can follow my work and know when I have new videos that come out. And also, if you do find this video to be helpful, please like it. That way I know you've watched it. And if you have any comments, please leave them because I love to hear from you. So thank you so much. One more thing is that the Herbal Apprenticeship Foundations course is about to begin on April 24th. So you still have time to register. And even if you miss the April 24th start date, you can still hop in at any time and just watch the recorded materials to catch up. I'll include a link in the description to skyhouseherbs.com where you can learn more about the upcoming Herbal Apprenticeship and join in a year-long study of the plant spirit medicine, and something that we'll be talking about today, which is the practice and the application of vitalism. Okay, so let's dive in. Let's talk about what is happening in the sky. So on April 20th, Jupiter is going to conjoin with Uranus in the sign of Taurus. So we have this conjunction. So we have Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion, of knowledge. It's like the guru planet. It's like, you know, the big weighty, like the Buddha. It's like the big weighty one that contains a lot of wisdom. And that planet is going to conjoin with Uranus, which is the planet of revolution and change. And it's like the tower card. It's like that moment when everything, you know that you will not be the same, right? So what happens when the guru and the planet of expansion joins, and abundance too, joins with the planet of radical transformation in the earthy sign of Taurus? Well, we're going to have what my husband Adam speaks about in his recent videos on this big astrological moment, is that it's going to be a big seeding time. And that means that what happens over the next week or so is going to set the foundation for years to come, for what's going to be revolutionary in your own personal life in years to come. And just as an example, the last time this happened, my husband and I met at a yoga gathering, for some of you who might have been there, it was called the Raw Food Retreat. And or I think it was called the Raw Retreat. And we had like 100 people in the mountains of West Virginia. And Adam was doing astrology sessions. I was doing my yoga classes and some herb walks. And yeah, that was the beginning. That was the seeding moment for what would happen later, which was we started our own community center. And, you know, what's going to maybe happen next? Maybe we'll open a third iteration of a community gathering. So we'll see. But there's definitely this theme, whatever was happening in your, if you can follow back, and Adam's going to have some videos on how to trace backward, give you some dates to look at of what was happening at that time in your life, so that you can start to see what is coming next, like what is happening in the moment that will be growing something in your life in years to come. So that seeding moment is happening now. And I wanted to give you three herbs that you can start taking now to help this process along and to support your whole system in this process. So the way that I wanted to describe this was through the vitalist tradition And the way that they saw, it's called The Law of the Direction of Cure. And I want to share with you this book by Matthew Wood, who is one of my teachers. It's called Vitalism, The History of Herbalism, Homeopathy, and Flower Essences. And in this book, he talks about the, you know, how vitalism is applied. And vitalism is basically the belief that our bodies and our health is connected to this vital source. And that when the vital source becomes, or the vital force or source, both work, when the vital force becomes blocked or bogged down or suppressed in some way, then illness happens. And so this is kind of at the foundation of naturopathic medicine, which is we support the body's own innate healing capacity. And this is how I practice my herbalism, is that how do we maybe remove things that are causing harm to the body, mind, spirit, and allow the vital force in the body to start to create a regenerative healing movement. So again, we're just supporting the natural body's ability to heal. And so in the vitalist tradition, we see that this idea that there is a law by which nature cures. And it starts in the core of the body. And Paracelsus, who was an incredible alchemist, herbalist, kind of the father of chemistry, if we think of it this way, he was sort of like the first person to start burning and dissecting and pulling plant materials apart to see what they were made of. Paracelsus believed that the vital force lived in the alchemical center of the body, which is the stomach. The stomach is he called it the little alchemist, because it's where the fires of the body live and burn and break things down and start to create, it starts to pull things apart into their smaller pieces or smaller elements and into these essential pieces, which are like the elements of mercury and salts, right? So all of these alchemical processes happen in the core. And so the law of direction of healing starts at the center and radiates outward. So let us start in the stomach and in the digestive center, the core space where the fire, or in Ayurveda, they saw it as the Agni, you know, the core fire of the body lives. And if we can support that, then the vital force will be supported as well. And as we are going through these big moments of transformation, renegotiation with our life force, our life path, if we have a strong fire in our belly, everything else, I promise you, will start to shift and move more easily. And you'll begin to see patterns and see the way forward in a much more clear fashion. Okay, so I want to say a few things before I talk about the herb, which is the vital force in the core requires a few basic things. So here's where you can start. We need to remove obstructions. That means processed food. Most simply, guys, like if you want to have a strong vital force, you have to eat very simple foods. This means eat simple proteins, so non-processed meats or fish, or protein sources if you're a vegetarian from beans. You need to eat natural whole food-based grains. And these are your carbohydrates. So this could be rice or quinoa or, you know, any couscous, right? Whole grains and fats, high quality fats. My favorite is olive oil on everything. It's anti-inflammatory. It's great for the skin, good for the joints, tastes delicious. But you could also use other oils like coconut oil and other good high quality fats. So if you can just do that and take out sugars and other processed foods, your digestive fire, I promise you, in a week, you're going to feel like a new person. The second thing is supporting our prebiotic milieu, or the microbiome of our gut, by taking in high quality prebiotic, probiotic bacteria. This can be in the form of kimchi. You can take, you know, capsules, supplements. You can eat fermented foods. You can eat yogurt, right? So think about foods that contain these lactobacillus and bifidum and all of these probiotics that are going to keep that fire and keep things working in a very, very balanced and powerful way. Because if we want personal revolution, if it's not happening in the center of our body, it's going to not happen very easily on the outside and in the external environment as well. So get this whole alchemical system working well. And then the third thing I'll say are some herbs that will help. So the herbs that I was thinking of, the first class of herbs I think everyone would benefit from right now are some warming digestive stimulants. This is going to help burn off stagnation in the gut, especially if you've been eating lots of dairy, which is not good for the digestive fire. It's very cool and damp and will often stagnate the digestive fire. So maybe you can take dairy out of your diet and start adding in these digestive heating agents. And if you can't take out dairy, it's just absolutely out of the question, then these digestive warming stimulants will help increase the fire and help burn away ama, or in Ayurveda, the stagnation and like the crud that accumulates in the gut because of cold, damp foods. So here are some options for these herbs. So the number one would be garlic. Hot, drying, stimulates digestive fire, stimulates detoxification, increases blood flow, helps break down unhealthy fats. The second one is ginger. This could be taken as a tea. It can also be incorporated into your foods. It can be sprinkled into things like oatmeal as a powder. But ginger is also anti-inflammatory, very heating, a little drying, but it's going to really get the digestive fires going. You can also think about any of the herbs in a traditional chai blend. So cardamom, cloves, coriander, all of those will be helpful too. But I would just think about one that you can incorporate regularly in your food. And so if you're already using maybe onions and garlic in your food, keep with that and then add in something else. Add in powdered ginger, or every day add in some cinnamon. Cinnamon's another great warming, stimulating carminative. And that's actually the herb of the month that we'll be focusing on for the upcoming moon cycle. So that, you know, you can start incorporating cinnamon in everything that you're doing. That's going to be really, really good to burn off stagnation. The other thing you could do is you could add in, I said prebiotics or probiotics, but burdock root is also a very nice nutritive herb you can boil as a decoction. So add about a teaspoon in about 3 cups of water, simmer it for 15 minutes, and then drink that. If your gut flora is really, really off balance, you might experience gas and bloating and nausea, because it's going to really get in there and start working and cleansing. So just, you know, if you notice any of those symptoms happen, just cut back a little bit and just maybe drink like half a cup a day, right? So you can temper it, but the other herbs are not going to do that for you. So I want to give you those options under the category of herbs that are going to build your digestive fire and center. Okay. So that's group number one. Now, as the vitalist tradition says, the law of the direction of cure goes from the center outward. So the next system that you can focus on for personal revolution is going to be your nervous system. If your nervous system has been high, oops, my computer just froze, but that's the Mercury retrograde. So if your nervous system is being hijacked by stress, by lack of sleep, by overwhelm because of all the energies that are happening, then having something that's going to help your nervous system stay even keeled and feed your nerves. So I'm not in this second example of the second herb, or second category of herbs, I want you to think about this herb as something that in Ayurveda they call a rasayana, or this is a rejuvenative. This is a rejuvenative tonic for the nervous system. And this second herb is Solomon seal. Now it's interesting because you may be thinking, if you're an herbalist, you may be like, oh, Solomon seal, that's for the joints. Yeah, it is for the joints, but the joints are also informed by the flow of the nervous system. And when we were traveling in the Virgin Islands for spring break, I packed a bunch of different herbs, and I've been taking Solomon seal for my hip because I've been having some hip flexor stuff. And it is like almost completely better now, thank goodness. But I had it and I knew it was cool and sweet and relaxing. And my girls were having a hard time falling asleep because of the time change. So I gave them Solomon Seal. And my older daughter, Virginia, was like, that feels so good. That makes me feel so relaxed. Like, I feel like my whole body just got calmed down. And I was like, yeah, it's also, you know, it's cool and moist and calming. And so this would be, I would think, you know, if there's tumultuous activity and overwhelm, something that is cool and sweet is going to be like a gentle, cool, like blanket over the entire nervous system. Solomon Seal also cools and soothes the reproductive system, the respiratory system, the digestive system. I mentioned the joints and the nervous system. So all of these are going to be benefited by Solomon Seal. You can take this as a powder, but I really like it as a tincture or as a glycerate. So I'll include some links in the description of this video where you can find it. I'm not affiliated with any of these companies, but they're just the high quality herbs that I like. So take it maybe one dropper full or even two droppers full twice a day. This is a food tonic for your nervous system. And I wanted to also recommend another book that's a great resource if you're interested in the energetics of herbs. It's called The Yoga of Herbs, An Ayurvedic Guide to Herbal Medicine by Dr. David Frawley and Dr. Vasant Lad. I'll include a link to this. But what I love about this book is, for example, you know, with Solomon Seal, it tells you that, you know, it tells you a lot about this herb. I'll just read to you a little bit, but I love the way it describes it in such clear energetic language and also different ways of taking it. So for Solomon Seal, they describe it, sweet and cooling, works on all the tissue elements, particularly blood, bone, reproductive, and nervous. There are European and American varieties, as well as Indian and Chinese, all possess fairly similar powers. They are part of the many tonic and rejuvenative herbs of the lily family, including onions and the lily itself. And then it goes on and on. Solomon Seal possesses demulcent and nutritive properties like slippery elm or comfrey root and can be used similarly. As a rejuvenative and aphrodisiac, it is superior. Taken internally, it helps heal broken bones. It is tonic to pitta and vata and to shakura dhatu, or semen and reproductive tissues. And, you know, honestly, whenever I think about deep, deep rejuvenatives, they should affect the reproductive system, since that is like the helm of our creative forces. And so if we really want during this period to have those personal revolutions and personal breakthroughs, we want our creative center to be juicy. So Solomon Seal for the win there. Now, the third category, if we're going from center to nervous system, is going to be the skin. It's going to be our subtle body, our auric body. It's going to be the part of us that we project outward. And so the herb that I'm going to recommend for that is turmeric. Now, turmeric is an incredible anti-inflammatory herb. It's used for all different types of skin conditions. It's gently cleansing on the liver and cleansing to the entire system and the lymphatic system as well. And what I'm going to recommend for you is to take this herb in a milk decoction. Now, I know I said stay away from dairy, but here's the cool thing. If you're doing like a whole organic dairy, if you're doing like a whole cow's milk that's unpasteurized, if you can get it from a farm, or I prefer goat's milk because I find it's easier for my body to break down, and you add in a spicy herb, a very heating, warming, rejuvenative herb like turmeric, it's going to actually cancel out those cooling, clotting qualities. If you're allergic to milk, then obviously choose a nut milk or a seed milk, like maybe oat or almond milk would be some good options. But when you cook turmeric in a milk with all those fats and proteins, it creates one of the most nourishing, feeding, and gently circulatory stimulating medicines. So that's going to be the way I'm going to recommend it. And it tastes really good. Add in a little cinnamon, add in a little bit of honey, and it's going to be like, you know, you can make a turmeric latte for yourself, which is Wonderful. In Ayurveda, I wanted to read to you the way they talk about turmeric, because I think this is really very Venusian, and Taurus is ruled by Venus. So if we think about ways to support the inner Venus or the inner goddess, that's going to also really help this personal revolution, because maybe if it's happening in certain parts of your chart, it is about maybe revitalizing your image or who you are or how you show up in the world physically. So let me read to you about turmeric. Turmeric strengthens digestion. It improves the intestinal flora. It is a good antibacterial for those who are chronically weak and ill. It not only purifies the blood, but warms and stimulates the formation of new blood tissue. Turmeric gives the energy of the divine mother and grants prosperity. It is effective for cleansing the chakras, the Nadi Shohana, or that central channel. It purifies the channels of the subtle body. And that's why I really like it for that outermost direction of the law of healing, is that it's going to work on that subtle body. It helps to stretch the ligaments and is therefore good for the practice of hatha yoga. So for you yogis out there, it's a great one for your practice. It promotes proper metabolism of the body, correcting both excesses and deficiencies. It aids in the digestion of protein. Externally, it can be used with honey for sprains, bruises, strains, or itching. It is tonic to the skin, for which purposes it can be taken internally as a milk decoction. So there we go. Take it with milk to cleanse, purify, rejuvenate all of the tissues of the body and give you that divine mother goddess glow. All right. So there we have it. I hope this is helpful. And as you're preparing for the seeding time, where the energies of Jupiter and Uranus are going to conjoin, you know, think about all of these ways of keeping the internal fire strong, supporting the nervous system with Solomon seal, and then keeping the outer subtle body radiant with turmeric milk. All of these are going to be ways that you're going to feel supported, vital, and you're going to use that vital force. You're going to strengthen the vital force so that you can just blow yourself into the next phase of your life with a lot of strength and a lot of clear stamina. So thank you for watching. Let me know if you have any questions, if there's any herbs that popped into your mind as I was speaking about this law of the direction of cure. And as always, thank you for subscribing, for supporting my channel. And if you want to join a year-long study program with me, hop over to the website skyhouseherbs.com and learn more about the upcoming apprenticeship. Thank you all, everyone, and have a good day.